If you are a fan of this podcast, then you will not want to miss the premier sustainable wine growing event of the year, the Sustainable Ag Expo. Welcome to Sustainable Wine Growing with the Vineyard Team, where we bring you the latest in science and research for the wine industry. I'm Beth McManick, Executive Director at Vineyard Team. And in today's podcast, Craig McMillan, Critical Resource Manager at Niner Wine Estates, with longtime SIP Certified Vineyard and the first ever SIP Certified Winery, speaks with Cliff Omart, Principal at Omart Consulting Services. Cliff has helped the Vineyard Team bring together the nation's top researchers to present at the Sustainable Ag Expo for a number of years. In today's podcast, you will get a preview of the topics and speakers for this year's event. Enjoy the perfect blend of in-person and online learning. Speak directly with national experts. Earn over 20 hours of continuing education, including 18 hours of Department of Pesticide Regulation, and explore sustainable ag vendors November 14th through 15th, 2023 at the Madonna Inn Expo Center in San Luis Obispo, California. By popular request, we have doubled the number of online courses so attendees can learn on demand between October 16th and November 30th. We have researchers coming in from Cornell University, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, Oregon State University, University of California at Davis, and many, many more prestigious schools. Session highlights include precision agriculture, trunk renewal for management of trunk diseases, soil health and regenerative management, area-wide controls for mealybugs and leaf roll, vineyard autonomous equipment, nematodes, biological control for the glassy-winged sharpshooter and Pierce's disease, and the current status of the wine grape market. But make sure you check out the full program at sustainableagexpo.org. As a listener to this podcast, we are offering you $50 off of your ticket when you use code PODCAST23 at checkout. Now let's listen in.
And with me today is Cliff Omart. He is a consultant with Omart Consulting in a whole variety of areas. One of the things that he's doing right now is he's helping to organize or is organizing the program for the 2023 Sustainable Ag Expo in San Luis Obispo. Coming up, he's going to tell us a little bit about some of the folks and some of the topics that will be there and some things that might be of interest to you. So welcome, Cliff.
Thank you very much, Craig. It's nice to be here with you. And I think this is a great opportunity to have this podcast before the expo so people can get an even better feel than just the website of what's coming.
Absolutely. For those who don't know, what is the Sustainable Ag Expo?
It is a combined presentation slash trade show that the Vineyard Team has been putting on, I think, for at least 15 years now.
It's been a while.
It's developed into quite the history. Roughly the format is there's a session in the morning from 8 to 10, a half hour break for people to go out to the trade show, 10:30 to noon, more presentations. Then there's lunch for people to go to the trade show, then 1 to 3, another half hour break, and then 3:30 to 5. And there's only one session at a time, so people don't have to worry about missing something. Also, they're free to circulate through the trade show during the presentations if they so choose. This year, the Vineyard Team decided to change the format, which I think I'm excited to see how this will go. So this year, it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, full days, as I just described that schedule. But then Monday evening, it'll be a kickoff. What we're going to be doing for the feature presenter, which is Dr. Terry Bates from Cornell, he and I will be on stage for a period of time, I think half hour to an hour, where we'll be in sort of an interview back and forth situation, give a chance for the people to see him, ask questions, to get ready for the next day. And so I'm excited about that. And then the first session, which will be Tuesday morning from 8 to 10, first Terry Bates will be doing a formal presentation of his work, followed by a panel of Terry Bates, Dr. Andrew Macaron, and Dr. Mason Earls from, Mason is from UC Davis. Andrew is works at ARS, Agriculture Research Service Station in Davis. And their area of expertise is all around detailed data analysis. Andrew, especially on water relations, particularly in vineyards. Mason Earls, more along remote sensing, things like that. And the focus of Terry's talk, as well as the night before, is on precision viticulture. He, along with a big team of people, developed something called the Efficient Vineyard. And it's very impressive in part because the software is available for anybody for free. And it's anywhere from, it can capture as the website, there's a really nice website for, you can use your phone to capture gopher holes, the location of gopher holes, broken posts, right up to very advanced remote sensing that you can import into the software so it's all in one spot. I'm excited about this because I think you've probably seen the same thing. There's so much technology out there and it's very exciting. But I think especially for the small to mid-sized grower, there's a concern about, do I have the time to do this? Do I have the ability to do this? What's this all about? Whereas a bigger grower can hire somebody to check it out. And I think the session Monday night and Tuesday morning is going to be focused on what's the reality here? What can growers do with it? And then from the researcher's perspective, which is Andrew McElroy and Mason Earls, they want to see people applying their work. And so what is that? That's really what I'm hoping to get out of that session.
Yeah, I have interviewed Terry Bates, and I've also communicated with him off and on over the years. And his area of specialization is proximity sensing. So some of the high-tech stuff they do has to do with like yield monitors and harvesters and different types of EC sleds and stuff like that. But he also is very much about making a map, and you can do it. One of his messages to me, almost every time I talk to him, is like, people can do this. You can do it. You don't need to go too crazy. The most important thing is do it. And so I'm really excited to see him there and talk about the more advanced technological stuff, but also I imagine he'll be encouraging people to follow this concept. I think it's really, really fascinating. And the things that they find out is fascinating too.
I agree.
Then there's a lot of stuff also that's out there that's available that you don't have to invest in. There's information that's out there.
Yeah, that's what I think, especially for us on the West Coast. You know, Cornell is a powerhouse, as you know, and I think West Coast people, some people probably know that, others don't. And there's more and more things to tap into on both coasts as well as the middle. So one fun thing too for me is the moderator for the after Terry's talk, the session with Terry, Mason, and Andrew is going to be moderated by Donnell Brown, who is the executive director of the National Grape Research Alliance. And one of the things that's neat about it is I don't have to moderate. She's going to do it. But then the other thing is the National Grape Research Alliance has been instrumental in bringing researchers together from around the U.S. in viticulture and enology and creating a goal-oriented team to go pursue money to do various things like develop the Efficient Vineyard Project. So she's going to be the moderator. So she knows these people well. So that'll be fun. My only regret is I know there won't be enough time to really get into what we'd like as much, but there'll be afterwards for people to talk to the speakers on the side.
And that is one of the really great things about the expo is the speakers. Well, I guess full disclosure, years ago, I worked for Vineyard Team and the position was technical program manager. And I was responsible for putting together programming for the expo and whatnot. Everybody that I ever recruited was super happy to stick around and talk to growers. That was like the high point for them. And this is an opportunity where you get to do that. And they take questions during the session, but sometimes people, there's not time or they didn't want to ask. And then they have an opportunity to actually interact with the scientists themselves. And that's just a fantastic opportunity because a lot of conferences and meetings, you can go and you don't really have the opportunity to talk to the experts afterwards. And it's much more informal. It's very much also grower to grower. I think one of the things that's great about the expo is there's a lot of conversation after the sessions between people along the lines of, yeah, we tried this, or we're thinking about trying this, or what do you think about it? You know, and that's just super invaluable, I think.
I don't want to forget, I don't think we will, but another change in format is this year, instead of the third day of presentations, we're going to be recording 10 or so virtual recordings that will be available from October 16th to November 30th to the attendees of the expo. And we'll touch on a couple of those. I'm sure the Vineyard Team website will have a nice list of presenters at the in-prison expo and virtual as well, so people can see. But I think we're going to touch on a couple of those, you and I, in this podcast. But I wanted to bring that out as well.
Let's go right into that, first of all, because that is a change for Expo, but I think it's also a change kind of in our modern world. So this is the idea of making content available to those who have bought tickets, essentially, right? So it's another day of the Expo, but they can view it at any time during that window.
Yes.
So that gives them some schedule flexibility, which is pretty cool. Who are some of the folks that are going to be in these virtual sessions?
There's a really interesting, I think, half hour to 45 minute talk by a fellow named Michael Miller, who is the California Association of Wine Grape Growers Director of Government Relations. And he is doing a presentation on the laws and regulations related to using robotics, particularly driverless tractors, in the vineyard, which probably does not surprise you. The technology is ahead of the laws and regulations. So there are driverless tractors now available, and yet the laws and regulations around, you know, through OSHA are you have to have a driver on the tractor at all times. Very interested to hear that presentation about what's coming, who's doing the work to try to change those laws, what might the changes look like.
Yeah, I'm totally fascinated by this idea. And yeah, absolutely. Technology will run ahead of regulation, and then regulation kind of has to get caught up. And that's where we're at right now. We're in the middle of that process. And we went through with drones too, kind of working our way through it. I can't wait to see that one. I think that's going to be fascinating. Who else?
Another advantage of doing these virtual recordings is we can get people from overseas. So those that have attended the expo before, especially the virtual ones during the pandemic, there's this interesting fellow, Xiao Wang, at the University of Sydney, and he has been working on using drones in vineyards for bird control. So he's done two years in the past on this, and it's a continuation of the work he's doing. It's still pretty much theoretical at the moment in that it's not being used commercially out in the vineyard. However, he is an engineer by trade and education, and you can see when you see his presentation, he brings that to the... And one of the very interesting things is his focus is on tethered drones.
Oh.
Not free-flying drones. For two reasons. One is they need to be on call all the time during the day, daylight hours. So there's a problem with battery life. And with tethered drones, you don't have to have that. The other is that even though drones, the trades make it sound like they're very easy to fly, they get away. And another reason the tethered drones offer the advantage. So it's fascinating. He's got simulations that he shows in his presentation about how the tethered drones will work. One of the things that he just reviews what he's done before, and there is a past year's presentation on this, where he shows proof of concept that you can train the birds to be afraid of drones. If just the drone by itself, a bird is not going to be afraid of it. But he literally took dead crows, and because crows do exist, native crows in Australia and our problems, he hung them from drones to show that you can definitely condition them very quickly. And then he's got great videos of birds flying away during this.
That is really a trip.
And then another interesting one is going to be on carbon planning for your farm or your vineyard. There is a company that develops sensors and things like that, but also ecologically based things called Agrology. They do some very detailed work. And so the CEO of Agrology, Adam Keppel, is going to give a presentation, carbon planning, I mean, specifically about carbon planning and measuring soil carbon in real time, which is necessary, and the benefits of carbon planning. I thought that's kind of a unique thing as well.
What is carbon planning?
This would be, you know, you've already heard people marketing, I've got a carbon neutral vineyard. It's how do you measure that? You know, how do you sequester carbon? Can you sequester carbon? What difference does it make? But it would be along the lines of, and clearly energy consumption comes in, how do you develop a carbon plan for your farm so that it's happening in the soil, but also energy use and all of that.
Speaking of soil carbon, there is going to be a session, I think, on day two, around climate smart ag, regenerative ag, and soil health?
Yes, and I am so excited about this session. When I reached out early on, I definitely wanted a session on soils because there's so much going on around soil microbiomes, carbon sequestration, regenerative farming, and knowing that there's a lot of great concepts out there, but how much do we really know about all these things? Well, actually, the title of the session is for the whole 2 hours, Soil Health and Regenerative Management to Support the Goals of Wine Grape Producers. Charlotte DeCock from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, so she'll be a local in terms of the in-person expo. She's going to be tackling this topic of regenerative agriculture. What is it and what can be your production goals around it? So she herself is leading a comprehensive effort on looking at the practices, which, you know, regenerative ag is nothing new, to be honest. And I think a lot of us realize that. But so she's going to be looking at things that are going to be sounding very familiar. Cover cropping, compost addition, sheep grazing, and no-till. And what are they doing to specific soil characteristics, biophysical and chemical? Then another very interesting talk is Noli Gonzalez Maldonado, and she is a PhD student with Christina Luzcano that's here at UC Davis. And Noli's done some interesting survey around the perceptions of grape growers on what they think soil health is. And then she's connecting that to the results of her survey to actual problem soils versus health, you know, soils and vineyards based on the grower's definition and what they have done in those soils to, you know, address this idea of soil health. And it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, totally.
Because we're talking about practitioners out there. What do they think regenerative ag is, soil health is? How do they deal with it on these soils that they have, both really good ones and not so good soils? And then the last person is, I mentioned, Christina Luzcano, and she's a soil scientist here at Davis, and she's going to be looking at regenerative ag and production goals. And she's leading a comprehensive effort on practices that I've already mentioned, the cover crop and compost addition, and looking at the effects chemically and physically on the soils. So you can see they're all related. The session's going to be interesting in that they'll all be up front and they're going to be tag teaming. So it's going to be a really different type of session.
That sounds really, really fascinating. I know Christina and Charlotte, and they are absolutely fantastic. Not only are they great scientists, they're great communicators. That's worth the price of admission to just see that one session, as far as I'm concerned.
So that's going to be Wednesday morning from 8 to 10. So, you know, I think we've got a lot of good stuff all day, but the opening session Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning are clearly highlights.
Something else we should mention before I forget, are there continuing education hours available?
There are. And we basically, our goal is to have 15 to 18 continuing education units for PCAs and growers. So that means related to pest management stuff. It will be a combination of the in-person presentations as well as those virtual presentations. Some of the virtual ones will be awarded CPA units. CEU units where you'll have to take an exam after your presentation. Because you can imagine there's no way in 2 days we're going to be able to cram in 15 to 18 hours of CEUs. A lot of CCA units as well for the in-person expo.
Are any of those laws and regs, DPR laws and regs units?
There are. We have a closing session on Wednesday afternoon that is going to be done by Juan Muniz from AgSafe on worker safety and pesticides around the farm. So that'll be an hour and a half of laws and regs for that session.
You've been to a bunch of these. What's your favorite part? We've hit on some highlights, but just you personally, what's your favorite part of going to Expo?
My favorite part is to listen to what people are talking about in terms of the different presentations. You know, I'm biased because I've helped put them all together. That's what I listen for. And then, of course, for me, I get to see people because being retired, I don't go to many meetings anymore. And it's great to see both the growers, the viticultural consultants, the trade people that I know to talk on the side. So all of that. And then it's fun to peruse the trade show. I don't have a lot of time because I end up introducing a lot of the presenters. So it really is a combination of all of that. Because I stay at the Madonna Inn, it's also fun to stay in one of those funky rooms at the Madonna Inn. That's not to say it's not comfortable, but I think you laugh. I think anybody that stayed there, they've got some really interesting rooms.
For those who don't know, in San Luis Obispo, there is a hotel called the Madonna Inn, and they have themed rooms, and they're all different, and they're all decorated to the theme. So depending on how many times you stay, you'll stay in different rooms and you'll see different things. And the facilities themselves are quite interesting. So yeah, it's a fun place. It's a fun place to do it. And then they have an expo hall, which is where the expo will be, which is, again, really a nice building. It's really well appointed, has everything that we need. Oh, what about food? Do people need to bring a sack lunch?
No. My experience with the expo is there's always food available for lunch. It's going to vary from Tuesday to Wednesday, but I have never felt like I needed to go out over lunch.
I've always been very happy.
Yeah. And then there'll be a snack in the afternoon and then tea and coffee and some pastry at the morning before you get there. So it's worth getting there a little ahead of time because that's there as well.
How did you come up with the program? Were you given direction? Did you say, hey, these are great ideas? Did you have people come to you and say, I would like to do this? How did you put it together?
There is an organizing committee that the Vineyard team through Beth Fuchmanek put together. And, it's an existing committee from year to year. And so how we start is we, independent of them, I sit down and come up with some ideas and send it to them. And they do the same to me. And we very quickly put a pretty large spreadsheet together with all of our ideas. And with the ideas come specific people. And then from there, and it really tends to come together very quickly once we get started reaching out to people. We base it on what's been happening in the past, what seems to be current this year that wasn't last year. So it's a combination of things.
So again, it's grower driven. Growers talking about what's of interest to them and then handing it over and saying, okay, bring us the best and the brightest. Obviously, things are always in flux. And at the point of this interview, we're quite a ways out from the expo, but we do have some other rock stars I wanted to mention. John Roncaroni is going to be there, apparently. He's a weed scientist. He is fantastic. I think he's retired or close to it, at least the last time I talked to him. And then Kendra Baumgartner, she's been kind of a perennial favorite. Her area is trunk diseases, and that area has progressed dramatically in 20 years, what we've learned. And it's always a joy to see what new stuff she brings. Keith Eskelin, who's doing a lot of work in nursery practices, he's doing some pretty interesting things that could impact the whole industry, which I think is pretty cool. Emily Symes is going to talk a little bit about mealybugs and mating disruption. And David Haviland, who's an absolutely fantastic entomologist, I think he's going to talk about ant control, if that's right. He's a very good speaker and really, really good. George Swang, he is an extensionist and has been doing really great work around the Central Valley, I believe, predominantly, but he speaks all over the state and has worked in all kinds of stuff. I think he's going to talk about rootstocks this time. Matthew Fidelibus is also going to be talking about rootstocks and varieties in that session.
What I would point out there is he has developed an online guide to grape varieties and rootstocks, and that's specifically what he's going to be talking about. So I think that's a great opportunity for growers to hear about this.
I'm also happy to see that Mark Fuchs is coming back. He's from Cornell. He has been one of the leaders in research on red blotch. He was our featured speaker at the expo, gosh, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. He's always fascinating and is doing really interesting work. And then one of my favorite entomologists and people in the whole world, Kent Dane, is going to be talking about leaf roll virus and area-wide management for mealybugs, which is turning out to be really important, working together as a group to manage a pest. It's not just within your fence line. It's crossed the area. And that's been a really interesting project that has gotten some traction in Lodi. I'm familiar with what they've done there. And so that should be really fascinating as well. Who am I leaving out?
A fellow named Brent Warnicki, who is going to be talking about sensor-based sprayers and spraying in vineyards. He's from Oregon State, and he'll be talking about air blast as well as micro sprayers. He's done a series of interesting work on sprayers that are sensor-based. And as he sort of says in his little description, just because you have a sensor-based sprayer doesn't mean you're all ready to go. He's going to talk about how they can be best used and what they actually can do for you.
David Morgan. I'm not familiar with David Morgan. Can you tell me who that is?
You did a great job, Craig, of covering the entire agenda for the in-person. Now we can talk a little to finish up on the virtual part. So I was really interested in trying to get someone to come and talk about Pierce's disease control program that is based at CDFA. And it's the research arm is funded by growers by an assessment. It's very important, I think, for growers to see how successful their research dollars have been. And to make a long story short, I ended up having David Morgan, who is now working on exactly what he's going to be talking about, but he is going to focus his presentation on the biocontrol of glasswing sharpshooter, which I think everybody knows is one of the crucial pairings in the Pierce's disease problem. He's stationed out in Riverside with CDFA and very knowledgeable. Biocontrol is his expertise. There's going to be a talk about a fellow named Michael Brownridge, who is with BioWorks. I'm not familiar with Michael, but he's going to be talking about biopesticides as well as biofertilizers. So that's going to be a good part of the program.
Hot topics these days.
And another one, you mentioned Kent Dana, and you referred to Lodi. Yes, I've been so excited to secure Maria Zumkeller. She is with Lang Twins Vineyards in Lodi, and I saw a talk she gave at Lodi Grape Day in February. The Lang Twins have recognized for a while now the seriousness of leaf roll virus being vectored by vine mealybugs. So the two together, it's becoming a huge problem. They have boldly approached the use of intensive monitoring and roguing vineyards to see if they can manage economically vine mealybug leaf roll. And so Maria is going to be talking about the latest. They've got several years of data now, and it's very amazing and impressive to see what they've done. It's possibly for people that have serious problems with leaf roll, this is one approach they might want to take. And it is connected to Kent Dana's work, because he's worked in the Central Coast and Lodi with area-wide management of vine mealybug and coupled with that leaf roll. So those are the things that I'm highlighting. Oh, then there's a talk by Luca Brianti from Fresno, and he's going to be doing a presentation on diagnosing red blotch disease, which of course is what Mark Fuchs will talk about, diagnosing red blotch with spectrometry, so remote sensing.
And then there's also something on powdery mildew control, organic powdery mildew control.
Yes, there is an interesting talk by Annemiek Schilder, who is the county director in Ventura County, and she has done a research experiment using compost tea. And so that's what her presentation is going to be about. It's basically starts by saying, what is compost tea, which is important to understand, how to make it, and it's pretty simple, and then how to apply it and what results she's gotten out in the vineyard with it.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting. People have been playing around with that for a long, long time, and I think it's interesting to see it come back. And then one that I think that I would try to catch is Jeff Bitter talking about the grape market. We can't forget the other E, right? We've got environment, social equity, and economics. And so grape market's important. It's all part of the picture. And those talks, whether it's him or somebody else, is always very interesting. And there's usually something along those lines in the expo.
And it's going to be very current. We have organized with Jeff. He will record that presentation literally a few days before the videos will be released. So I think like October 11th. So it'll be very up to date. In fact, to Jeff's credit, he was not going to do a recording unless he could do it at the last minute, because things change. Again, I agree. It's, you know, their times are not easy for a lot of growers. So the grape market is complicated and
ever changing.
Yeah, we all need to keep track of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Cliff. This has been great. Our guest today was Cliff Omart with Omart Consulting. And one of the things that he does is he helps put together programming for things like the Sustainable Ag Expo, which is coming up in November of 2023. I personally cannot recommend it enough. Every time I've gone or have helped organize it, I've learned so much. And I've also met so many great people. And some of them were speakers, and some of them were growers, and some of them were vendors. And it's just a fantastic time to kind of get away. And it's also really fun, because usually, hopefully, harvest is over and you have a little reward there at the end before you take your break and then come back and do budgets. So anyway, thanks, Cliff.
You're very welcome, Craig. It was really great to do it. And I will see you in San Luis Obispo.
You will see me. You will see me. I'll be there.
Thank you for listening. Today's podcast was brought to you by Phytech. Phytech is the partner you can rely on to optimize your yields, reduce water consumption, gain enhanced visibility into your plant's health, monitor irrigation pressure, and track fertigation tank levels and delivery. Their system includes dendrometers, flow meters, soil moisture probes, and irrigation sensors with actual pressure monitoring in each block and irrigation alerts if pressure drops. With a commitment to hassle-free plant monitoring and irrigation optimization, Phytech provides growers and agriculture professionals with an easy-to-implement system that requires no hardware or maintenance investment, along with ongoing irrigation consultancy and support. Make sure you check out the show notes to get your ticket to the Sustainable Ag Expo, along with that $50 off when you use code PODCAST23 at checkout. We've also linked podcast interviews with a few of this year's featured presenters, including 53, Producing Compost and Carbon Sequestration, 90, Nematode Management for Washington Grapes, and 129, The Efficient Vineyard Project with Terry Bates. If you liked the show, do us a big favor by sharing it with a friend, subscribing, and leaving us a review. You can find all of the podcasts at vineyardteam.org/podcast, and you can reach us at podcast@vineyardteam.org. Until next time, this is Sustainable Wine Growing with the Vineyard Team.